Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right, comes back to the left, going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Free agency well underway. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Cleveland Browns Daily underway as well. The Browns reportedly have signed Carlos Dansby, the inside linebacker, formerly of the Arizona Cardinals. They've reportedly signed Dante Whitner, the safety, formerly of the San Francisco 49ers. The club has not confirmed these signings at this time, but I think that is just a matter of paperwork and signing on the dotted line before we get the official announcement. But those are the two major moves that the Browns have made so far this offseason. Other rumors linking the Browns to various players that have emerged today. Number one, Isaiah Trufant, a backup cornerback, a guy who can play on special teams, was with the Jets with Coach Pettine. Probably a guy that you're going to bring in, you know, not at a very big salary, not expected to be an impact player, but somebody who can come in and provide some depth. And then there is the rumor, Adam Schefter and other outlets reporting that Ben Tate, the running back of the Houston Texans, is here in Berea at the building. I can't confirm that, but those are the reports that are out there right now about Ben Tate. But obviously the big news is Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner, expected to officially be announced as members of the Cleveland Browns later this afternoon. And Vic, good to have you back with me here today. But those are the big stories. Obviously, we're going to give you our reaction to it. We want to hear from everybody out there. 216-578-0850. You can tweet the show at Browns_daily. But that's the big news. DeQuell Jackson, TJ Ward out. Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner in.
Yeah, pretty much the tit-for-tat moves that the Browns made with those acquisitions. No splash. Kind of true to exactly what General Manager Ray Farmer said to us the other day, which was that they were going to take a prudent approach to free agency. And this is what you would call prudent. They did not get crazy with expenditures on the first day. And that is when you spend your biggest money. And what they effectively did was fill the two precise holes that were created by waiving DeQuell Jackson, by losing TJ Ward to free agency, and they got older at both positions, a little bit older, but I think they're catching Dansby and Whitner at their apex of their careers. I think both players are playing some of their best football later. It's not typical to look at a player like Dansby, who will now be going into year number 11 in the National Football League, year number 11, and say, what can that guy do for you? Well, he had two of his most productive seasons in terms of tackles the last 2 years, and I think the thing that really stands out is that he is an upgrade in pass coverage at the inside linebacker spot. That had to be a priority for this team, and I think Dansby fits that role even at 32 years old. And then you look at Whitner at 28. He's made the Pro Bowl the last couple of seasons for the 49ers. Yep. I think he comes from a very strong – we know he comes from a strong program, a winning program, and can bring some of that – to the locker room of the Browns. He's also a Cleveland guy, and I think the desire to stay and be part of his hometown and I think the enthusiasm that comes with that is important to have in the locker room. But as you mentioned, we can't say and aren't going to say that either of these is official, because we're in that little area of uncertainty, because these guys have to pass physicals, have to get deals officially signed, and when they're signed, the team will make them official. And that also includes, you mentioned Isaiah Trufant, who's an interesting pickup as a reserve defensive back and a special teams player who's got some history with Mike Pettine with the Jets. He had been there as a backup DB and mostly worked on special teams. Added up 46 tackles in this time, Arena League guy, a United Football League guy, and 31 years old. Again, age, we've talked about a lot on this show, age, the sweet spot in the National Football League, somewhere between 22, 27. The Browns deviating from that And I think the big picture takeaway I have immediately from how they've approached free agency so far, and let's add into that the reports that they've put in an offer sheet for a receiver for the Bengals, transition tagged Andrew Hawkins, another guy, 28 years old, that all of these either signings or attempted signings with Hawkins, and the Bengals obviously can match that and keep him, and reports are that they will. Nathan, tell me that, hey, they're going to get players who will contribute right away.
Yeah, and listen, a lot of people are saying, you know, these guys, they just got older at two positions. And that is true. That's an unmitigated fact that that Carlos Dansby is a little bit older. I know, and I hope we get an opportunity to talk with somebody from Arizona who knows Carlos Dansby. And obviously we'll hear from him directly in the next couple of days. But this is a guy who is a workout freak and is totally concerned with keeping his body at optimal condition. When we get a chance to talk to him, we'll let him detail just how wild his regimen is. But Carlos Dansby is a young 32. And when you look at these contracts in the National Football League, and we don't know what the exact numbers are, but what you need to look at is the guaranteed money, and most of that will be paid out in the first 2 years. So in essence, they're two-year contracts. That's what these are with Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner. Now, Whitner, I think, has an opportunity to be here longer, but you're getting guys who are going to help you in the short term, whose cap numbers will likely be lower than what their counterparts would have been, certainly in the case of Dansby and DeQuell for the 2014 season. And you're looking at a guy who fundamentally is a different type of linebacker than DeQuell Jackson, and definitely want to get everybody's take on it, but I'm going to give you mine right now. Carlos Dansby last year was a second-team All-Pro. He's a guy who's been to a Super Bowl before with the Arizona Cardinals back in 2008, and in 2013, this is what he did. He led all inside linebackers with 4 interceptions. He led all linebackers with 23 passes defensed. He led all inside linebackers with 6.5 sacks, and yet was still 5th among them with 63 run stops. So he was Pro Football Focus's number 5 overall linebacker, inside linebacker, number 3 in coverage. And just to compare, DeQuell was the 42nd overall linebacker, 26th in coverage. And in terms of the playmaking stats for, again, Dansby, 6.5 sacks, 4 interceptions, 23 passes defensed. DeQuell last year, 1 interception, 1.5 sacks, 8 passes defensed. This is a playmaker. This is a guy who is a massive upgrade and difference maker, and I'd say one of the top 5 inside linebackers in the National Football League. Then you look at Dante Whitner. From here, played at Glenville, played at Ohio State, 2 straight Pro Bowls, 3 straight NFC Championship appearances. Hasn't missed a game in 4 straight seasons. And that's the thing people don't remember about TJ. He's missed 10 games over the last 4 years. In his 4-year career, he's missed 10 games. Whitner hasn't missed a single game in the last 4 years. And he's a different kind of player, because a lot of people know because he's a hitter, they think that he's very similar to TJ Ward. Well, Ward last year played about 66% of his snaps in the box. Whitner about 21%. Whitner is a better coverage guy than TJ Ward. He was number 5 ranked in coverage by Pro Football Focus, 6th overall, 14 passes defense last year. TJ Ward had 7. 2 interceptions, that was the same, and only allowed a 52% completion percentage against 8th best. He's been a top 7 safety 2 of the last 3 years in terms of coverage. So Dante Whitner is a different kind of player. And yes, he is older by about 16 months, but not a significant different in age. I think that this is clear if you read between the lines that the coaching staff in their evaluations at the safety position wanted Dante Whitner and what he brought to the table, his more complete skill set than what they wanted out of TJ Ward. And that's why I think you've seen this happen. And we talked ad nauseum about how bad our inside linebackers were in coverage last year. Now it was a liability on third downs. Carlos Dansby will certainly help that.
Yeah, you painted a good picture there with the numbers, as you always do. And I love that.
Well, thank you, Notorious.
Of course. I'm going to add this. I think there's something to be said for the types of individuals that they are. Dansby, definitely known for his workout prowess and for the pride he takes in keeping himself in top condition. Not only is that good for Dansby and good for the Browns to have him be that kind of guy for himself, but for his teammates, for younger teammates, to kind of see what it takes to work in this league and to be a double-digit guy in the National Football League, to be entering your 11th season. That is a long time. That is really, in terms of longevity, well beyond what most players could ever hope to see in the league. and still be effective at that stage of his career. As you pointed out, contractually, these do amount to probably two-year deals for each guy, even though they're reported to be at the four-year mark in terms of what they're going to make. So the production you want to see from them is in these next 2 years. And honestly, when you look at what Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine are trying to put together, and you can talk all you want about sustainable success, that matters. You could talk about wanting to get as much help as you can from the 10 draft picks you have. That matters too. But they understand that the time for them to make this team good is extremely limited. And the recent history for this football team has been, you don't get much time. It's quick. It was a one and done for the last coach and the last GM to be in here. So now, you know, you're trying to do some things that will give you a chance to get something going to end this malaise of six consecutive seasons of no more than five victories in each of the last six. That's got to stop. And the way to do that is to find players who will, again, be impactful now, who have a better chance of helping you in the very short run. And I think that's how they've been strategic in making these acquisitions. That explains the age and experience. They're ready to roll right now. And I think that's the important part of what they did. And then with Whitner, too, I think there's another thing about attitude and leadership and coming from a program where he had success, walking in here with that credential. He was a very strong player in the five seasons he spent in Buffalo. What's interesting about both of these guys is that they've been through the free agent circus now. This is their second go-around. Dansby started with the Cardinals, then went to the Miami Dolphins, got back down a one-year deal to Arizona, and is now in Cleveland. So this is team number three for him. And then with Whitner, five seasons in Buffalo before he ended up as a free agent joining the 49ers, taking advantage of that. And now he ends up back in his hometown. So I think when you look at the dynamic of these two players, again, you have to just limit, in my mind, you limit it to they had these two holes to fill. And I think it's fair to say they've upgraded inside linebacker. You could argue it might be more of a wash at safety because I'm not going to hit T.J. Ward for yes, he was unavailable for a good portion of the first 3 years of his career, but he had a very strong season last year, and neither of us would have hated T.J. Ward sticking around as a member of the Browns. But Whitner is now in that spot. He does bring that coverage ability. More so than I, like you said, the in-the-box presence. I think in this defense and the way Mike Pettine wants to do things, I think the safety position is going to be more of a cover guy.
Right. And it also says, though, I think the fact that they didn't go for Jarius Byrd as strongly as people may have thought indicates that that Mike Pettine does want a free safety, strong safety. And Whitner, in their mind, was the best strong safety available. And, yes, that obviously includes T.J. Ward. So that's the way it goes. You talked about coverage, and I'll just throw out a couple numbers for it just to kind of just to buttress that and reemphasize that point. When you think about T.J. Ward, the number one safety in the NFL against the run. I'll say it, the best safety in the league against the run, ferocious near the line of scrimmage, but that's where he plays. Dante Whitner is the guy who's going to be playing off the line of scrimmage in coverage, has doubled the number of pass breakups over the last 4 years, as does T.J. Ward. So he's a guy who can get around there. My biggest concern with Whitner is just the penalties. You want to cut down on those 15-yarders, seven times flagged last year, most in the league. So hopefully they can clean that up and allow him to still be the playmaker that he is. But he does want to be here. That's good. The one move that has made me a little bit bummed out is Andrew Hawkins. Andrew Hawkins, over the last 2 years, in the top three in the NFL in terms of yards after the catch per reception, would have been an explosive playmaker. And really, they're making Cincinnati pay to keep him, which is interesting. But Adam Schefter, again, reporting that the team will, in fact, match the offer sheet the Browns have made there. But that opens up the possibility, and I think a very good one, that the Browns will be pursuing a wide receiver. I think it puts Julian Edelman back on the table, puts Emmanuel Sanders back on the table. We're going to see some more action from this Browns team. And again, to update you, Adam Schefter reporting Ben Tate in the building. We know the natural fit he would have in the zone blocking scheme of Kyle Shanahan if he were, in fact, to sign here and not leave the building without a contract. Hopefully we'll have an update for that.
Don't let him leave the building, Nathan.
Don't let him leave the building. By the way, he doesn't want to go outside. It's snowing out there. Keep him in this building until he signs on the dotted line. No question about it. All right, it was a fast and furious day one in free agency. We're going to go through some of the big moves from around the National Football League, but we also want to get your reaction. How do you feel? Do you feel that the Browns significantly upgraded two positions, safety and linebacker, when you look at them together? Do you think that they just got older guys? What is your take on what the Browns have done in day one of free agency, and what moves do you want to see still to come for this franchise over the next couple of days? 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, NZVC CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.